The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Holiday edition.
Happy fucking holidays.
Happy fucking holidays.
We're just lucky to have Carm here with us because he's getting the fuck out of town.
No shit.
Looks like I'm getting out of here at the right time.
Yeah, it's going to get cold. It's going to get crappy.
Well, it is December in Chicago.
I think now, between now and the end of April, is a good time to get out of town.
Get the fuck out.
Basically in Chicago.
You're if you're a Cub fan as well, because there's nothing going on.
Oh, what the fuck, Waddle? Save it for our...
Save it for the show.
Well, yeah, we're not going to talk sports yet.
I mean, jeez.
I'm heading down to play a couple rounds of golf in January.
I know you are.
Fort Lauderdale. Staying at the Hard Rock.
Ooh,
Fort Lauderdale. It's 10 years since my brother passed on January 9th, so me and a bunch of buddies that grew up with my brother are going to go down there. A couple guys that play with him at Notre Dame are coming down.
Celebrate his life.
It's a great way to
commemorate.
What's Notre Dame guys?
Commemorate his life.
What's Notre Damers?
Gene McGuire.
Okay.
He was center.
His crew.
Then Lindsey Knapp.
Yeah. I know.
Lindsey from Deerfield. Yeah.
Is that the hotel that's shaped as a guitar?
Yeah.
That's the hotel is shaped as a guitar?
Yeah, we got a guy down there that used to be in the casino industry up here.
Yeah.
We got a guy down here that's taking care of us. But, you know, I told these guys, okay, you're being taken care of. That means, you know what? You've got to gamble.
That means you cheap pricks. Yeah.
That means you
got to
sit at the table and you got to participate in the gambling activity.
Yeah. Gambling a big thing in Florida, the casinos in Florida?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of people there and you got Gulfstream
Park. No, I know. I just didn't know whether or not
to. They used to highlight Fontaine's down there.
Right.
You used to have the dog tracks down there. Pompano Park running harness down there.
Did they shut down the High Line because it was so polluted with everything being
corruption?
Fixed?
Could be.
I don't know.
It could be.
That used to be a big thing back in the
day. What was the movie that they were highlighting? Dude gets popped down in the High Line, coming out of the High Line.
What is it, like,
is it Miami Vice?
No. It was a movie. This is, I forget what it was.
What is High Line exactly? Like, it's like they have scoopers and shit?
A pelota?
It looks like
a cesta.
Like a slingshot.
The basket is called a cesta.
Yeah.
And it connects on your arm and your forearm. Then you use your whole arm and it whips because it's extended by length.
Right.
It whips it and throws that little pelota all the way to the wall.
It's like a little racquetball. It's like racquetball meets lacrosse.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like. Not that I'm an expert in
it. I'm not an expert whatsoever.
But it was a big thing down in Florida for a long
time. Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Black Mass. Remember that about Whitey Bulger? Did you see Black Mass?
Oh,
Whitey?
Yeah.
Like, the High Line fix was part of the...
I think you're right.
Part of the mob's...
Part of the Boston thing?
All this fucking guy does is everything's about TV or movies.
That's what I do.
You're right. It's his only reference
point. He's old. If he can't go play golf, what else is he going to do?
That's right. Last night I watched Bullet Train with Brad Pitt.
And they were swinging.
Shitty?
It's trying too hard to be like Quentin Tarantino or one of the, you know, like the...
I've seen it. I'm with you, yes.
You know, I mean, like, I like Brad Pitt. I think some of the acting was good in it, but they try too hard to be kind of eclectic
It is a new movie, 2022.
Bro, I've seen everything.
I know you
My wife and I have seen fucking everything.
Did you finish White Lotus?
Yes.
Good.
Give me another one.
Well, I don't watch that much. This time of year, I barely
watch
anything.
Yellowstone.
Oh, see, I don't watch
I watched 6 years of Vikings in six fucking weeks.
Can we spoil it? I mean, can we give people a warning here? Because it is a podcast and it's not live.
Sure.
On White Lotus?
Sure.
I was surprised by a little bit of what happened at the end.
Really?
I was, because I thought they were going to... Like, White Lotus is coming back for season three, isn't it? I thought it was.
She won't be.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, we just ruined it.
Unless they do flashbacks.
Unless they do flashbacks,
unless Greg, like...
I'd like to find out, like, yeah, what happens. Does Greg get the money, which you would think, yes. And then, like, maybe they focus on him a little bit more.
Not everyone loved it. I loved the way she died.
Me too.
Because...
it was great.
Because it was in such... Tanya's her name, right?
Tanya. Yes.
It was so Tanya the way she died. Awesome. I laughed as she hit her head.
Which was sad.
As she was jumping up, because I didn't know if she was dying or if she was dead.
Well, the minute.
The way she jumped and hit her head.
You kind of knew as she was going back and forth, like, I'm like, this is how she's going to die.
Thought so?
Yes. What do you think happened?
Getting in the boat was going to be impossible for her.
Impossible.
Yeah.
What do you think happened when Ethan and what's Cam's wife's name?
That's what I asked him. Yeah. He thinks it's a known thing.
Do you think
thing.
They fucked, right?
What did you think they did?
That's what I'm guessing.
They played card games?
No. So they went in there. They fucked.
Made them feel better about each other.
Okay. Winks.
Okay. And Ethan was better.
Ethan was all.
And it made him and his wife good.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought, too. It seemed
even Steven.
Even Steven, yeah.
Did you watch?
Loved it. A lot of people didn't like the way it all wrapped up.
It's a great show.
I loved the way it wrapped up.
I did too.
It's kooky.
And the woman and the one.
It's a quirky, kooky show.
And the one prostitute who really.
I felt bad for
that poor fucker. I mean, you kind of felt it was coming. Michael Imperioli's trying to tell him.
Yeah.
But he does it anyway because he's desperate.
Learn for yourself.
How about like there are certain things like Mike White's the name of the guy that does it. He's a director and everything else. And there are so many things that happen in the thing.
He's a tough. I don't know how good of a quarterback he is. He's tough as nails.
He's pretty tough. Broke his ribs and he wrote White Lotus.
Do you remember when they're in line in the airport and every one of the guys in that family, and it was all about kind of trying to wring all of the awfulness out of your life.
Yeah.
And every one of them turns around and looks at the girl who walks away from the counter. It was like the whole series had come full circle. Like we're there trying to fix things, like. Christopher is, Michael Imperioli is trying to get his son to help him out with his mom.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, they're all the same guys that they were to begin with. The dad looks at him, the father, you know, the grandfather.
I love the grand. Yeah. Every time the grandfather would walk into a scene, I would laugh.
It's fucking F. Murray Abraham. Yes. Yeah. Like, it's incredible.
He's great.
He's an Academy Award winner,
isn't
he?
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing was incredibly well done.
You didn't watch White Lotus?
I watched bits and pieces of White Lotus. I didn't sit and watch the first episode.
You got it.
The last, good, man. You know, it's one of those.
Good show.
I feel it's like Lost.
So again,
no.
If I miss out, I never watched one episode of Mad Men. I never saw one episode of Better Call Saul or whatever the other one was.
Better Call Saul
was
great.
What was before that?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Not one episode of Breaking Bad.
You would love Breaking Bad.
I feel like
that's right up your alley.
I haven't missed much, and the one Breaking Bad that I caught
a lot actually
a piece of was when they had the body in the tub and then it broke through the ceiling.
Yeah,
I think I saw the highlight of the whole thing. So
that was at the beginning.
That's like the second episode or the
first
episode.
That's the crescendo. It felt to me. And then
that's
I
where
gave
just
up
started.
On it. Yeah, for you guys. But nah, I don't care.
The crescendo is the train.
If
robbery
you don't know you're missing something, are you really missing it?
That's the best.
The train
robbery. You know, love The Sopranos, didn't you?
I did like The Sopranos, and I watched every one of The Sopranos. The Sopranos was The Sopranos, though.
Well, so
I didn't watch The Comeback Show. The Idiots of Flatbush, or what was the one about?
It's not a show. That was a movie.
Yeah,
The Many Saints in Newark.
It's a prequel.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, The Many Idiots in Newark. I'm like, you know what? Don't even watch this.
What did you call the
one? It'll ruin your taste.
The what of Flatbush?
The Many Idiots of Flatbush.
But yeah, I didn't care for it.
It'll ruin your taste.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I don't want to ruin my taste for The Sopranos. I liked what I saw when I saw it. Same thing with Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
I love Game of Thrones. All right, it's fantastic. I love it. I don't want to watch this blonde-haired floozy bimbo.
So you're not watching the new one?
No.
House of the Dragon?
No. Get the hell out of here. I don't need to see that. No.
I will tell you this. My wife and I, she ranks it higher than I do. I think the Viking series, it originally came out on the History Channel.
He loves it.
6 years worth. And the last two seasons, there were 20 episodes per season.
What?
So it's a top 10 TV series for me all time.
No shit.
Unbelievable.
They powered through 20 episode seasons.
6 years and 6 weeks. My wife and I were laughing about it last night.
How the fuck did you do that?
You should have heard Kara. We all went out, the Boyles, the Silvermans, the Waddles. And Kara was raving about it just as much as Tom.
God, yeah.
Fuck.
It was great.
The Vikings.
It's called Vikings.
Vikings.
The acting's great.
I love the
Vikings. It's fantastic. It's good.
You're
good.
It's good. Watch the show.
Like
about
last night, I went home. What was on TV last night? Like we sat down, Chuck we watched Foreman. Bullet Train, and then watched the first hour and a half of this documentary on the woman that was Jeffrey Epstein's Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
I think they call her Ghislaine.
No, it's Ghislaine.
I'm just what they in the doc.
Yeah, you know what I watched last night? Fucking the all 22 of the Giants and Eagles, and then I watched the Blackhawks game.
Did a film study of the next opponent?
I took pictures. I was going to put it on Twitter. Jeez. I'm like, Waddle, look at this O line. I mean, Jesus Christ, their fucking Eagles O line is unbelievable.
They're the best. The key.
I mean, it is.
I don't understand how they're already predicted to take the running back, the top running back.
I don't know. McShay's crazy. I love McShay, but that's ludicrous.
Silly. What's Miles Sanders done? Has Miles Sanders not done anything this year?
Miles Sanders has 1,000 yards this year.
Right.
Already he's got 1,000.
He had him taking Bijan.
Especially with that line. Like you always say, Yerk, it's the running game, not the running back.
They may not want to pay Miles Sanders is what's happening.
But still,
that could be a situation where you don't pay Miles Sanders. Then sign our guy, Montgomery, for peanuts.
Sure. I don't know why he would draft. And Bijan Robinson's awesome, but I don't know why anybody. You'd be out of your mind to spend a top 10 pick on a running back these days. You'd be out of your mind to probably spend a top 20
pick. Build me lines like those.
Oh, my God. I mean, it is
just. Build me an offensive and defensive line. That's
what Detroit has done.
Well, yes. I was just going to say, you know, Detroit currently, after all the building they've done, they've got the fourth pick and the 15th pick of the upcoming draft currently.
Thank you, Rams.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But, I mean, they are.
Fuckers.
The kid from Michigan is outstanding.
Yeah, he's
the cornerback from Ohio State's really good.
He's finally playing well. Cootie's
the offensive line is good.
They got skill, man. They really do. Like, they got a lot of skill. Their line play is good. The Eagles on both sides of the line, like Sylvie said, they can flat out fucking dominate a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they can. And
it's just a matter for them whether or not they stay interested. Because, like, the Bears are 9-point favorites this weekend on the lakefront.
Dogs.
If they come in focused, like, they could score 50 on our defense.
Yes, they could.
Without blinking.
They could.
You want to get to realtor porn?
Yes, sure.
Go ahead. We got plenty of time to talk Bears, Lions.
I guess the Bears, Eagles. But I guess the problem with Miles Sanders is he's coming up on his fourth year. He's coming up on his fifth year. They may not want to pay him.
Still, so, we all know.
But don't take a first-round pick. Don't do that.
Yes, so we transition us to realtor
porn. Well, so a listener, this is what we were teasing yesterday. A listener sent this to us because we've been all over this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's his favorite porn.
Yeah.
It's Carmen's favorite porn.
It is. It is family. Right now. I'm looking for our little thing that we got here, our little, what do you call it? It's a text chain.
Text chain, yeah.
It's a chain of text.
This is from Vice.
Mm-hmm.
The market for real estate porn is as hot as ever.
Woo!
The erotic tension between owning a home and watching people have sex in your dream house has always been appealing. There's a term for spending tortured hours browsing Zillow, fantasizing about houses you can never afford in places remotely distant from your own tax bracket.
That's a little different. Real estate porn.
And then it goes on about just like how it's gotten more popular. But, you know, hey, you got to see the new carpeting they've laid down in the basement down here.
I thought we were getting rid of carpet.
Feel how soft the carpeting is down here. And then feel how soft
the hardwood floor is
over here. Ooh, that's your hardwood.
How do you deal with the tension of rising mortgage rates? Yeah. You tune into some realtor porn.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I've told you guys for a long time, it's just a fun, enjoyable concept. I found it very pleasurable from the moment I stumbled upon it, a couple years ago. I'm like, ooh, this is an interesting premise.
Do the scenes turn into orgies as there's multiple families that are coming in to see the open
houses? Usually it's one-on-one action.
Waddle wants an open house.
Right.
Well, wait a second.
Here's what happens. I'm going to describe it to you. So what happens is there's a hot realtor that takes you into the home, and she's showing you, she's talking about the house.
Are you really and then the guy goes, realtor porn too?
Yes. I'm trying to tell it to you. Yeah, because you've described gangbangs, and I'm saying that's not really right. what it is.
Okay? It's not a gangbang model.
So geez, you get wow. that. Going so looking you get for a that, gangbang. Right? You get that, and then the guy either says, I'm not really interested in, I just think you're kind of hot, I saw you, and I could either pay you an X amount of dollars so we can get it on, or... The thing that's going to solidify the deal and I'm going to buy the house is if you and me get it on.
Yeah.
And then the
so
girl's
there's in essence a prostitution in it?
No. Well, that, I mean, not, here. Really, I mean, quote, this I is mean, from geez. A movie.
I mean,
quote,
wow.
You just said pay me for
why,
it.
Why do you, why
the
you,
real estate
don't
agent,
pay either way.
The real estate agent turns to Robert, quote, feel this carpet, Robert. So sexy, so soft. The female agent says to the home buying married man. It's nice carpet, the flabbergasted buyer replies like as, she shows him her carpet. Why don't you just sign these papers and we can get them out of the way and then we can have some fun, yeah. she goads.
That's it. That's realtor porn.
Well, but I get it. Somewhat, I get it. I'm just saying how many times.
It's a variations off of that.
Okay, that's my point is yeah. sometimes maybe what's her name's having an open house.
It is an
and next thing you know, you got fucking going on the third floor,
no,
the first floor.
No, you've crossed the line into its own genre.
You're bastardizing the
you're
whole thing.
You're into orgy realtor porn. It's
how
its
many
own,
times
it's
is
its own specific area.
How many times do you go see a fucking house okay. when you're looking for a house
listen,
by yourself?
You've got to suspend disbelief a little bit here, okay? It's all still right. a movie. It's still a fantasy. But it's one that you can almost sort of put yourself into and think,
right? Like
there's some...
This weekend, I'm going to go look at houses by myself.
I mean, it's yeah. not totally out of the realm of possibility.
Whenever I travel, set up a private showing.
Whenever I travel to another city, I was the guy looking for the home that we're either going to buy or rent.
See?
So I was always doing it because I was the one in the city that we were in. Whether it was Jacksonville, we ended up buying there. Whether it was Cleveland, I went out and about and I went looking for the house that I could rent. That's what I did.
The closing day must have been fun when your wife and you were sitting there signing the papers with the young lady that you just had fun with 3 weeks earlier.
Two places, it was a young lady. One time it was a man. So what does it make a difference? I don't care who's selling the damn house. I'm just trying to buy or rent the house.
It's the
You're
best.
Just trying to get laid.
It says what makes this genre popular, Kaylee thinks, is the unattainability of... real life. I think it's the idea that people have this thought in their head that when they visit their sexy real estate agent, but you know, obviously 99% of the time, nothing's going to happen, she said. It's the same thing as the typical porn plot where the plumber goes into the house, fixes her pipes, then something breaks. She's alone. It's something like that, except with the real estate
agent.
That's
it.
The Field Marshal Bradley. That was Plumber's Poontang. One of the first adult films I've ever seen.
Yeah, classic.
With
back
the field
in the
marshal.
Day, it was like plumbers or service right. men coming to the house, and the woman was home alone. And
exactly.
now it's transitioned
like
into
the delivery guy, the yeah. pizza guy.
Well,
you know?
There's a lot of pizza porn is big too.
Sausage pizza,
pizza delivery yeah. porn is yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the girl comes and gets the pizza naked, and then
yep. next thing you
either
know,
either things are going to happen
that was
or things
a popular
are not going
back
happen.
In the day.
Now you, yeah. you redefine the term tip right at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's my favorite genre. I've told you guys
absolutely.
For a while. I was glad to
you
see that.
You probably also get to see some really nice
that.
Houses,
oh
too.
Wow.
You know, like their beds around, yeah. their couches. Like, yeah. there are so many different
you
things.
You get a little bit of that with the nurse porn, but then they dress up the nurses like they're just...
Yeah,
old school nurses.
No, they're just latex and leather, and they're... No.
I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm talking right. a girl
it's
in regular
be
scrubs.
Yes.
Regular scrubs.
It's got to be
I'm
realistic.
I'm taking your temperature, giving you some medicine.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, you know, as she's checking your vitals and stuff.
Something moves.
She notices that little Johnny's
yes.
at attention.
Yeah, I don't
and then
like...
she goes, well, maybe I should take care of this.
Yes.
We can't have the
You've
blood rushing.
Laying...
We can't have the blood rushing to that area. It's important for you to be able to heal your wounds.
Right.
Right. And we're going to have to stop that.
Right.
We're going to have to stop that.
Teacher porn. Is there teacher porn?
Oh, it's Bob and the Bob.
You're resting, what do you call it? You're resting pulse or.
Resting heart rate.
Your resting heart rate is going up.
Yes. So that's
Mark,
not all
you're
that's
resting.
Going up.
Oh, wait a minute here.
Blood pressure.
You know, you're more responsive today than you've been these last few weeks. This is a really good sign.
Something else going on.
You know what? You've been through a lot lately.
Thank God you're not writing copy. Thank God you're not. not writing copy.
We need to
give me the dazzling details, all right? How about some dazzling details?
I am going to help you out here because we all need a break.
How about the Thunderbolt Bush?
Her blonde hair cascading down her shoulders.
The Thunderbolt Bush below her belt.
Could see her camel toe live and throbbing as her nubbin was making some action down below.
Come on.
That's the dazzling details that one would need in a porno.
Yes. Let me take my mask off.
Liz Broad walked in and she got naked. No, you're not writing copy.
There's a lot of different genres.
Okay, you keep your pen off the paper.
Sounds like an episode in what was the movie Mark Wahlberg was in back in the old school.
Dirk Diggler.
Boogie Nights.
I just watched that the other night.
That movie's great. Yeah.
Boogie Nights.
I want to introduce you to the new boy. That didn't go well. The introduction.
How much do you
Dirk Diggler and the new boy?
Dude, that movie is so great.
John C. Reilly.
Spanish Pantalones.
Fucking phenomenal. I love that movie. Oh God.
And then when he got too big for his britches, he said, you know, Jack allows me to do this, and he allows me to do that.
How about
and Jack's just sitting there looking at him.
When they started,
Jack doesn't allow you to do that.
They did the karate movies. They thought they were going to be big stars, and then they were going to sing. And
Spanish Pantalones was one of them.
They rent out studio time, and he was trying to sing. Oh, my Lord.
It was funny as shit.
It's an all-timer.
Yeah.
That movie was about 30 minutes too long.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Goes on forever.
Really?
That's what, how old? 25? 30 years old?
I bet you it's 25 years.
William H. Macy kills Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley.
Right?
Yeah.
He and kills Nina Hartley. It's still 45 minutes in the movie.
Oh, yeah. At least, I would say. Then he kills himself. Yeah. And then he walks back in New Year's Eve.
Yeah. 1997, 25 years.
It's 97, right? Yeah, 25 years ago.
It's incredible.
Pretty crazy.
How quickly time moves.
It flies by, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we going to start reminiscing about the old days?
I mean, it's really good.
Remember when?
You know what I did this weekend? I sent a video to Waddle. Very scary, Yurko. You would appreciate this as a racer. Mm-hmm. You're a racer. Mm-hmm. My nephew had his birthday party at this place called K1 up north. Randy, have you been with the kids?
I know where it's at.
You know, in Buffalo Grove.
Yep.
It's a
K1. Like
it's
climbing?
No.
You and I did the kart thing, Carm, at one of those things.
So they have an adult track that the adult track goes 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
They have a kid track that goes
50 miles.
Yeah, for the adults, and for the kids, it's still fairly fast, but. Keep in mind, you have to be 48 inches. Both my boys are 48 inches. Keep in mind.
Good for them.
God bless
them. How about dad? Yeah. Oh, ladies.
Uncle
love
Milty
it.
Over here.
But keep in mind, my 6-year-old doesn't have coordination to hit a pedal, know when to hit a brake, and to keep a go-kart straight and go around these curves.
Right. He's got to figure it out.
At some points he figured it out and he had a couple good, and it's not just a round track.
It's like a road track.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a Formula One track.
Yurko, he several times would be driving, and then the next thing you know,
in the tires?
With it floored, he would just go straight into the wall and his.
Did he have a Hans device on?
No, and then. Finally, the second time
They black flagged him.
No, I said enough. We're pulling him out of there because of the whiplash.
Yeah.
He was fine and he was upset and everyone cheered for him. But I'm like, look, with these, you never know with with a concussion.
He was wearing a helmet.
He
did have him.
Of course he had a helmet, but you know you can get a concussion.
But the whiplash,
with whiplash.
All right, now, can I tell you this?
Like, if you would have seen this on video.
I wish you had it on video.
I had it on video on one, and I didn't post it because people would have said, you're a bad dad for
bad
even
father.
Letting him do that.
You're a bad father for letting your kid learn how to fall, or fail, God forbid.
You know me, but he loved it, and he was upset that we pulled him out of even.
Sure.
Because he was having the time of his life.
You got to drive better, son.
But he's six.
I understand he's six, but you need to tell him the reason I pulled you off
is you kept smashing into
the wall, son.
And he learned. It's a trial and error thing.
You're supposed to make mistakes.
Did you go on
as
the
a kid? You're supposed to fall down as a kid.
Did you go on the grown-up track?
No.
Carmen, I love go-karts. I couldn't pass Carmen.
They're fast.
When we were out there, I couldn't pass Carmen.
Well, you're weighing it down on a car.
Well, I did weigh him down, but I was on his keister. I was trying to unsettle him.
You think that thing's going 50 with Johnny in there?
Listen.
It's like the horse at Hawthorne.
All right.
That's why he's not getting
time. Now you want to be a smart aleck. My roll center was lower, right? And my side bite was better.
Wow.
So coming out of the corner, my side bite was superior to
his. Why? There's more downforce?
And that's when I'd get
Can you get arrested for a side bite?
My side bite. He was a little light in the ass, and his cart would overpower him a little bit.
All
right? I had side bite. And my side bite would, so when I'd corner, I'd be in the straightaway.
On the straightaway.
He'd pull me, and I couldn't do a damn thing with him.
Yeah.
He'd pull me in the
straightaway. So why don't you get in front of him in one of the turns and then just block him?
Because I couldn't pass him to begin with.
Even in the turns?
Even when I tried to unsettle him.
And this isn't even.
They've shown Carmen, his good friend, a video of his son.
That's not even the worst.
Smashing into the walls.
That's not even the worst of it.
These things are fun, though, man.
No,
I
they are.
Remember this.
I don't realize that
the adult cars can go 15
times.
You know how we fast. What's that idiotic thing that you're in bumper cars and you're playing with a wiffle thing in your hand and you're
whirly ball? Whirly ball.
That's right. The idiotic thing that you do.
That's fun.
The fun thing would have been going to the K1 thing. Go ahead. Going to the K1 track. Look at him. He's fine.
Yeah, he's not going that fast.
He's just trying to figure out what the steering. Oh. Yeah.
Gotta teach him what the steering wheel's for.
And that's not even the bad one.
Right,
here,
but he wasn't even going that fast, though. No, that's not bad.
No, he wasn't.
All right, so.
I can't believe you can go 50 in those things
we
for the
should
adults.
Do, oh, yeah. Hey, we should adults, do oh, yeah. a station party
yeah.
at one of these things and do the racing, and everybody gets the tracksuit on, because we had the tracksuits on, remember?
Whole thing, yeah.
We had to go fitted. We had to go watch it.
Really?
We had to learn about where you get in, where you get out. Then we did the real-life one at that track in Joliet.
I would love to. Yes, we did.
Where we were driving Cadillacs down there on a real track.
And you guys were in the driver's seat.
We were in Cadillacs. And we were hauling ass around the racetrack.
The Cadillac CTS.
Were you guys racing? Or you only
one
at a time?
No, we did individual time trials. Yeah. Individual time trials.
I know the station is putting together, they're in the planning stages of the 25-year anniversary of the radio station.
Oh, boy.
I know it's not a happy memory, but on as far as most memorable events that we've ever had in 25 years, where is the Harry falling off the horse? I mean, that's top 10, is it not?
Of course.
That's top five.
Top five. Might be top three.
I wouldn't say it's
down
number
goes
one.
Frazier was the call,
down
wasn't
goes
it?
Frazier. And it was all Frazier. Live on the, well, with Waddle and me on the air doing, we were then middays.
Yeah. We were doing play-by-play, and you
with
could
Gene
see.
With Greco.
And, yeah.
I go, Harry's making some sort of noise, and he's on his back like a beetle.
He comes right.
You
he
were
comes,
on the cell phone.
He
yeah,
comes
I know
sauntering
you called in.
Like John Wayne. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Not an ounce of sympathy coming from
his left
body.
Leg was trying to reach the what's that thing called?
The stirrup.
Yeah, the stirrup. His left leg's trying to reach the stirrup. His right leg's hiked up over the top. I'm like, so this is not
you could just
end
tell
well.
He was gradually.
This
was
is
gradually
not gonna
going
end
to
well.
The side, and I was leaning with him with the body language. On to Gene Greco. I was holding on to Mark, trying to will him to just hang on.
I mean, why not get in like one of the buggies instead?
Well, we've done that. Sylvie and I did that.
We've done
past.
The buggies too.
Instead of getting on a retired thoroughbred.
It's craziness.
Hey, I was on the thing.
It's complete craziness.
I look like John Chisholm going down. Chisholm, John Chisholm.
I'll never forget. He was just, dude. He was. You were solidly on that horse.
Well,
you were going nowhere.
I didn't need to win nothing. I just wanted to stay
he was,
on.
He was
and
going
my balls,
nowhere and rolling
I,
the town.
I was up a little bit. My balls were being smashed on that horse.
Oh, they tell you, there's an art to riding a horse, I guess, with, you know,
you
trying to keep from cracking your nuts.
You flexion in your leg.
Yeah, to keep
that
your balls
the
off the saddle.
Up, you keep the balls off the saddle, yeah.
Well, keep your balls off my saddle.
You know, Mark
tried to stop it. I'm like, whoa, that thing.
We had Mark had the video.
Yeah.
Yes.
It still exists.
It was burned.
It was burned or something because of a potential. Potential lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, the advice I gave Harry right away at that point is, Harry, the first thing you do is file a lawsuit. There are no this or that. You retain your lawyer, you get him in, you announce your intentions, and then you negotiate. That's it.
Did he do that?
No. But no, of course not. He didn't listen to me. You come from a family full of barristers, Harry. Yeah. Sue! Sue!
Who is he suing, though?
Well, what are you talking about? Station. Yurko told him right away.
What are you talking about? Who are you suing? You're suing Hawthorne? You're suing the ESPN radio for your employer?
I promise
you're
you
suing Disney? You're suing everybody the whole way up.
You'd have never had to go to work again.
Yurko told, I'm not kidding. He's not lying. I mean, I heard him tell him. He's like, you better hire a lawyer and you better file a lawsuit. And
Harry, it doesn't mean you have to continue through.
Right.
But negotiate your next 8 years here at the station. Eight-year contract.
Beyond the amount of time that you can.
I think it's gone.
Statute of limitations.
Oh, the statute on that has got to be. Yeah.
But I'm sitting there telling them. I'm like, this is it. This is your opportunity.
Here's your golden goose.
What are you waiting for?
I don't want to be a ring.
I don't want to be a bad team.
How did management feel about you advising him to?
Doesn't matter. I'm the union steward.
I know. I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Did they give you some shit?
No. What are they going to give me? Why would they give me any crap?
No.
Give me crap. I'm filing a lawsuit now because you're taking away my rights.
To you, sue everyone.
My rights is whatchamacallit. Now you are coming down on me.
I didn't know what Disney wanted to strong arm you.
I don't know why he's so special. If Bristol, if them, whoever wanted to, I'd have filed a lawsuit right away for undue influence down on top of me.
Don't
tread on me, my friend.
Breaking news here.
Coming down on top of me.
Breaking news. Hold on.
This is from Chuck Seltoro, descended from Courtney Cronin. Justin Fields will not practice today.
Uh-oh.
He's sick. He's in the building.
All right.
But they expect him to play still.
All right. It is cold and flu season.
It is.
Yeah. Right, what are you guys? We got to get downstairs for our show. What are you guys hard for?
Brought I'm to hard you by for Bears and Eagles. Is this a marquee matchup of quarterbacks?
Here's what I'm hard for. I am hard for Blue Chew to go down to Clark and Addison and to give Jed Hoyer a Blue Chew.
Yeah.
And so that way.
Get him a little stiffy.
Get them a stiffy and sign someone.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck? I'm limp. All Cubs fans are. My cubby Chubby is fucking
he's
nothing.
Gone.
You got Bellinger. Talk about the perfect contract.
I've got an innie right now.
It's gone from.
Give me a Blue Chew. Give Jed a Blue Chew.
Give everyone
a fucking Blue Chew because I've got an innie.
I got Talion. The perfect contract. Cody Bellinger. I've been told.
It was if they would have made moves, Yurko.
Swanson.
If we get Swanson, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm
hard for Argentina in the final, I'm hard for Mexico. I'll be in Mexico in 2 days.
Yeah, I imagine you will be. Find a place to watch it.
I will.
I'm hard.
Have some tequila for me. I know you're a bourbon guy. Can you please have some tequila?
You know what I drink when I'm on the beach that? Rum Runners. That's what I like. The Rum Runner with the juice and the rum. Delicious.
For the World Cup completion like Carmen is. The Croats still got a game. Whoever the loser of this game is today, we play for third and fourth place.
Is there financial compensation for third place?
There is. It's like $30 million and $27
million. Yeah. Wow.
Pretty good.
So one makes 30. The winner gets 40-some-odd million. Second place gets like $8 million less.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so it's pretty good stuff.
Well, there's your ultimate incentive is cash.
Right.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. And
the cover five because I'm fourth. Yeah. I'm hard for the cover five.
Look at you.
I don't know
fourth.
If you guys know who's exceptional at the station at the cover five.
Chris
but his name would be me.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to sue you.
Black is 15th.
He's dropped a little bit.
Carmen is 71st.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like 90 something.
Well, this is our this is the league. Oh, this is the CJ league. Yeah.
This is the CJ. 1,200 people.
Really quick. I'm hard for our holiday party. It is Friday also. At Q Bar in Darien. So if you're listening to this before Friday, 2 to 6, come on out. Celebrate with us. It's our last event of the year. Mm-hmm. Coming out to Q Bar in Darien.
All right, boys. All right, happy holidays, everybody. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?